Howdy, everyone. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. Every now and then, I have decided that I am going to share a little bit of history tidbits that people may not know. Sometimes it will cover a topic like today that is just historic fact that people are not aware of. Other times it will be to kind of show how history was shaped and how it shaped our politics. Today's topic is the two taverns that were involved with the founding of the Marine Corps. That is a particular love of mine. The man who was tapped by the Continental Congress to found the Continental Marines was Samuel Harris. He was a fallen Quaker. And he had connections, thanks to his uncle. And he was an educated man. There are even sources that say he became a Freemason. Well, the Freemasons of the time in the Philadelphia area met at Tun Tavern. But that was not the tavern that Nicholas was involved with. When he married a lady by the name of Mary Jenkins, her family owned the Conestoga Wagon Tavern. It was given over to Nicholas. And he was still going to the Freemasons meetings. The Continental Congress met, and they said that they needed a tavern owner who knew tough men would be the perfect person with creating the Continental Marine Corps. So, he got with Robert Mullen, who was the manager of Tun Tavern, and Robert Mullen became the first recruiter for the Marine Corps. So, Conestoga Wagon Tavern and Tun Tavern were both involved with the founding of the Marine Corps. It is a tradition that everybody talks about, that it is just Tun Tavern, but few people are aware that the Conestoga Wagon Tavern, owned by Nicholas, was the reason why he was chosen as the person to found the Marine Corps. Now, after the Revolutionary War, Nicholas became closer to his Quaker faith, and he was buried in a Quaker cemetery. People are not allowed to go in to see his graveside. Every year, on the founding of the Marine Corps, they go and to the entrance to the graveside, and the Quakers come out and they hand over something to put on the grave. But I hope you enjoyed this little tidbit, and thank you for listening. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I'm out.